Joining Express Yourself Now is Kaylee Fennis. Welcome, Kaylee.
Thank you, Luke. It's great to be here today.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah. So what's your latest project?
I am working on some Polynesian tribal tattoo style designs, some illustrations that are connected to water and the ocean.
Did you see Moana?
No.
Oh, you have to see Moana. Besides being a really good show, Maui, the demigod, is one of the characters in Moana. It's an animated film, and he's covered in tattoos. But the cool thing about Maui's tattoos is that they all talk back to him. And they act out, you know, like there's, you know, it's like walk like an Egyptian, and they're talking to him and giving him advice. It's really fun.
Oh, that's really cool. I'll have to check it out. I haven't heard of it.
So is there anything that distinguishes Polynesian tattoos from American tattoos?
I, to be honest, haven't done the amount of research I would like to on the full history. And I'm not a tattoo artist, so I'm drawn to the tribes that are near water. So Pacific Northwest, Maori, Polynesian style. And I do mainly illustration for the walls, not for bodies currently.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, we're actually here talking because you have a piece in this year's Valley Visual Show. It's called Aspen Grove. And we were talking about this before, but I lived in an Aspen Grove for 20 years. And even though your painting doesn't look like an Aspen Grove, it feels like one. How did you do that?
That's it's really cool to hear that. It just came to me painting that, and I've done a series now, and there was just something about the texture and the mist and the feeling of just being within the trees and the energy. So it's more about like you're looking at the energy of the trees and nature than the actual painting of trees.
Well, you know, it has a lot of red, although that's probably not the correct color. What is the correct color of this? What is that called?
I believe that's a blend of, I'm trying to remember the name. I think it's, I'm totally blanking.
Well, anyway, reds and blues, basically.
Yep.
So when you sat down or when you thought that you'd do this painting, it almost looks like it's a color exercise that became a painting.
Mm-hmm. It started out with just like a blue and turquoise background, and then I love contrast. So putting that red and the oranges on top just really made it pop, and I just feel like there's a vibration there when you look at it.
Huh. Well, you know, an aspen grove is probably the most expressive grove you could be in. Is that what you feel when you go there to paint aspens?
I do. I feel the trees around me are sending me some energy. I see endless trees. When you're in there, you could feel like it's just infinitely surrounding you. So that energy and just is kind of uplifting and brightening. And so I feel that when I'm there.
Is that kind of what you shoot for when you paint? Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. This one was unique. I haven't painted in that style before.
What style? What do you mean?
Well, I feel like it's more abstract and expressive. And my other aspen tree paintings do have some expression and a lot of texture, but they look like aspen trees, where this was more of the essence of it.
And somehow you got that essence. And, you know, I went over to the launch pad and looked at your painting for a long time. And I was squinting, and I looked at it up close, and then I looked at it far away. And I still can't put my finger on exactly why it works. But it does. There's a feeling there. How do you encapsulate feeling in paint?
I think it comes from the intention, and I don't know where that comes from within me, that inspiration and intention. I sometimes just wake up and I paint something, and it just comes out in that feeling. And part of it, I think, is the color choice and also the texture, but none of it's planned in advance. So I really think it's this thing that just flows through onto the canvas. And I didn't wake up thinking I'd paint that day. And it's one of my most popular paintings and styles from comments from friends and family and others.
Now, have you made these or this painting into cards? I guess you have.
I have, yeah. I have made them into cards that are at the launch pad as well as prints. And I have four paintings in the same style that are all different, but similar. So series.
It's so cool that people still buy cards.
It is. I give them away as gifts a lot to people, and everyone always expresses excitement about how they love writing cards, or else they just frame them and put a series on their walls. Mm-hmm. But I think with the internet and email today and social media, there's kind of a step back to what's really meaningful and tangible.
Do you find all those tools, social media, internet, useful in the career of an artist?
I do. I find inspiration through imagery. So if I'm painting something, sometimes I'll just Google search all the photos of a certain theme. Or just for selling my art, just word of mouth has been the top way of selling my art and cards and jewelry, more than trying to put things in an Etsy shop or selling them online on Facebook.
So you're sort of looking for your audience.
Yeah, it seems to happen naturally. And there's, once someone comments, it seems to grow. And then there's sort of this moment where somebody wants it and there's only one. So somebody actually acts on purchasing, where if it's just sitting in a shop, there's not like that community around that piece.
Oh, so it sounds like you've sold some pieces over the internet.
I have, yeah.
How about that?
But all friends and family or friends of friends. So always connected to someone, but much more successful that way than just putting it out there.
Huh. Are you trained as an artist? Are you self-taught?
I am. I grew up doing art and thought I wanted to be a veterinarian. And then just before college, got a full ride to school with art scholarship. So switched to fine arts with an emphasis in graphic design.
Okay.
Yeah.
So painting is something that you studied and you practice regularly.
Yeah. It's funny. In college, I didn't really paint. I preferred other mediums. And I had a teacher tell me that I was choosing colors that were too vibrant and unrealistic. So I got turned off from painting. And it was actually a painting of a location in Colorado. And I just thought, well, she's just never been to somewhere that beautiful and vibrant before. So I started painting again 2 years ago, and just really love getting back into it, especially with this environment as inspiration.
Well, I'm happy that you overcame a professor's bad advice. You know, that happened to me too in college, and it kind of turned me off and sort of directed me into another path. But, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. Now, is this oil? Oil on canvas?
Acrylic on canvas.
Acrylic. Mm-hmm. Do you paint in oil?
I've tried. I never trained in oil, but I tried and failed and then started watching some YouTube videos. So I will try again, but preferred medium right now is acrylic. I'm an impatient painter, so I like to finish something in 4 hours or less. And I need to try oil again and kind of leave it instead of messing with it until it gets really muddy. So yeah.
So acrylics dry quickly, so you have to work quickly, mm-hmm. I guess. Not as fast as watercolor.
Right, which I paint as well, but it feels like a completely different experience.
Oh, how so?
With watercolor, I feel like you have to have more patience, and it's permanently there. You kind of have to let the water be a part of your guide as to what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Where with acrylic, you can paint over things if you're not liking what it's looking like.
Huh. Are you painting from photographs? Are you painting from memory? Are you painting in plain air? How are you doing it?
With the Aspen Grove that we were talking about, that just was in my tiny house painting out of my head. Just inspiration. Sometimes I paint from pictures for other aspen trees, but a lot of my illustrations and watercolors are just random. I might research some imagery for inspiration, but it just comes from somewhere else.
And you told me you painted this one sitting on the floor of your tiny home.
Yes.
How about that?
I'm a floor artist. I prefer being cross-legged and painting.
Well, but where do you store your paintings in a tiny home? I guess you have a storage unit.
I don't. I made it a goal to get rid of that last year. Wow. So no storage unit. I have quite a few at home. I'm looking to put them in some coffee shops or other locations soon so that I'm not surrounded by them or sell them. But my studio is my kitchen. And so I have art supplies as well as my cooking equipment on the same shelf.
Are you painting every day?
I go through phases. So I will focus on painting, or I'll do some illustration, and then I'll go back to watercolor. I was trying to do a project of art every day, but normal life takes over sometimes, and so does the adventures of the outdoors here. So it's hard to have the balance between that and a full-time job.
Maybe you could mix them all together.
That would be fun. I mean, living by a river, I do mix the inspiration mixes between paddleboarding, fly fishing, and painting. And you can see that in like the themes of a lot of my work.
And you're not just a painter.
No, not just painting.
What else do you pursue in the art world?
I've been doing jewelry beadwork, jewelry design for probably 10 years. And I also got into silver metal clay and other metal clays. So I make jewelry with that, where you fire it in a kiln. Oh. And so it turns into like 99% silver piece at the end. And then I also do pottery. And that usually is in mugs that look like trees, is the direction of those. Mm-hmm. And then besides painting, illustration is probably my primary art medium.
In other words, that's sort of how you make your living.
Well, my day job pays the bills.
Like so many other artists. Well, you know, I think to rise past that, I guess you probably need to develop a little discipline. Do you find it hard to maintain discipline in your artistic practice?
I do. When I'm painting, because I work from 8:30 to 5 or 8 at night sometimes, or even later, I get up when the daylight is a little brighter. I'll get up at 5 and paint until 8 and then go to work. It's harder in the winter, so I kind of go into a little bit of a hibernation mode for the mornings. But once it's brighter out, I try and do it before or after work.
As far as painting goes, what is challenging to you? Is it, what is hard to paint, or what do you want to paint that you haven't yet?
Well, I have a painting halfway complete at home, and it's just kind of this misty water look, but it needs something. And it's been sitting for 4 months, and I've been staring at it, and I know what I just want to do some abstract brush strokes on it in like a really deep translucent blue, and I just can't bring myself to put the paint on the canvas.
So something's going to evolve in your head, and all of a sudden you're going to go, that's it.
Yeah. I'm hoping.
That process of exploration is pretty exciting, I'll bet.
It is. It's kind of random. I had a dream one night about a wave, because I love surfing and paddleboarding, and I got up that morning, and for 3 hours I painted a wave, and it's one of my favorite pieces, but I don't know where that came from, and I don't think I could redo the process.
Interesting. Yeah. What do you see? What would you like to happen with your art?
I would love to do art full-time eventually, but I also enjoy outdoor sports and just being by the river. So I don't see that happening anytime soon, but I also don't want to do art for money. It's more of an outlet for me. And okay. I guess to rephrase that, I'd rather see myself doing art every day, not necessarily for a living, but having the time to do that.
So are you looking for a gallery, a permanent gallery that will display your
that work? That's definitely in my future, I hope. I made it a goal 2 years ago to be in a gallery for the first time. And so the launch pad really helped with, you know, having those, the Visual Valley art shows. Uh-huh. And so I would love to do that. It's like that scary step where I just haven't put myself out there, but I need to.
Uh-huh. Huh. What do you think will kick your butt in that direction?
I think I need to just make it a goal for one of the months this year and take my stuff there and be open to rejection and move on from that.
That's interesting. So this Valley Visual Show at the Launchpad is your first time displaying your art in a gallery setting?
Second time. Mm-hmm. So last year I had a different piece in there of a watercolor trout.
Oh, okay.
Which is with sharp. I use a lot of Sharpies with illustration and then watercolor on top of that.
Talk about your experience with the Launchpad and the Valley Visual and Carbondale Art.
Yeah, so I've been here 5 years, and to watch the creative community grow under Amy Kimberly's direction and the Launchpad once it opened there, I've been pretty involved in just either participating or coming to a lot of the events. I think it's an amazing group of people that work there, a really awesome team. And then they do such great events and shows. And I think it's really inspiring for a newer artist that's getting back into it, as well as the group that's been here for quite a while.
Are you inspired by other artists at the show?
Yeah, I'm inspired either at the show, or I was at SAW a couple years ago for a year. So meeting a lot of artists when I was new. So getting into the art community and making friends that way. Everyone has such unique styles. And so it's inspiring just to see the different concepts and textures and pieces from other creatives.
Techniques probably too, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It strikes me that there's an endless array of techniques in the art world, no matter which medium you're working in.
Yeah. The technique is endless, and then the person behind that technique is different. So even if it's the same technique, the results will be different for each person.
But it sounds to me like technique isn't your primary motivation. Discovering techniques or learning new techniques. Sounds like you're more interested in embracing the muse and finding out what that is.
Yeah, I've found that usually my pieces come from fixing mistakes on the paper or canvas.
Huh.
So it kind of, my mistakes guide to my final results.
Huh. Do you carry that ethic into your life also? If you do, I'm going to bow down to you.
Well, I definitely have made mistakes in my life.
Sure, of course.
And I hope that they do guide me to a final product. What that is, I don't know.
Wow, that's great. Well, good job with Aspen Grove. My
Thank
goodness.
You.
And all the best of luck to you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me today.
You betcha. Take care.